Rich Lockish.
A use on the Besden and everything that goes along with it. And basically what we tried to show so far is that obviously this is a really crucial issue. This is the essence of Shtaros. Number one, that what we just to summarize very briefly, number one is that the actual citation of Reish Lakish takes place in two places in the Bavli. One is here in the beginning of Gittin, the other is in the second parak of Ksuvis. One of the second parak of Ksuvis is focused on Kibbutzigitshuva Lechozer Magid, and that's why the Ritva raises the correct Tahara, and that is like, you could have been Mechalek between those two things. Kibbutzigitshuva Lechozer Magid may just establish that, even though it's a virtual, if you want to call it, Drisha V'Chakira, not an actual one, nonetheless, it's treated as if there was an actual Drisha V'Chakira. When we say the words, we don't mean it as a Melitza B'Alma, oh, the Aegis is effective, and we are foregoing, we do mean that in some respect. We're foregoing Drisha V'Chakira. What we're saying is that even some extraneous or additional benefits of Drisha V'Chakira are applicable to this virtual Eidus. And that's why, even though typically you would be able to be Chozer if there wasn't a Drisha V'Chakira, nonetheless you can't because of the Din of Reish Lakish. But to say from there, that there's a self-protective mechanism of the shtar, and that the claim that the shtar is just fraudulent mitchila v'ad sof, that it is a chaspa b'alma, that somehow magically it protects itself. What does that have to do with kimi shenechkor dusan bebezin? Kimi shenechkor dusan bebezin, if it's a proper shtar. That's what the Ritva was asking. Again, the assumption, as we discussed, is built on the notion, that even though, this statement appears in Shas twice, that the Ikar one is the one in Ksuvas. And it's mostly about Kibbutzig Yitshuva Nechozer Magid. Now the question is, what does that prove about, the kashrus of the shtar? That only proves that when you have a kosher shtar, that the edus bichsab, which is undisputed in terms of its authenticity, has the full force, not only of edus alpeh but of edus alpeh achar drisha v'chakira. That's what the Ritva, or the Rebbeinu Kreskes, we'll be calling him the Ritva. That's what it was printed as for many years, so we're going with that. That's really what he asks. So again, the first answer is saying inachanami, but there's a hint, since there's no distinction in the Gemara between mekuyim and ena mekuyim, so it sounds like it doesn't make a difference. So implicitly, we're also being told about something else in Reish Lakish. According to that view, I think it's also a bit of an open question, and that is, are these two completely different dinim? But one, is just the way that it's formulated implies the other, or no, there is a common denominator between them. Either way, it's hard to know with that first answer. But either way, the second answer of the Ritva, I say, is the more intriguing one. And that is that there is a unified theory, there is a common denominator, and that common denominator is the, superiority, the alimta, of olim edus bishtar yoser edus alpeh. And that superiority, is basically, I think it's the Ritva's way of saying, that, ksuvas yud chesam beis is not the ikar, ksuvas yud chesam beis is an application. And, yeah.
When Rebbe says Yoser mi Eidus Adam, is that a quote from the Ritva, or is that an extension of the when he says Alima Milsa Dishtara?
He says Alima Milsa Dishtara. I mean, does it say Yoser mi Eidus Alpeh? that what you're
asking? I'm saying I didn't think it said that, so I was wondering if Rebbe is adding
that. No, I'm adding it. But I think he's saying, I think what he's saying is that this is a testament to the, let's see, do I have the mitzvah here? Yeah, I don't think he says that. The F should have come in a second. Hanachon Kamosha Tirat Rabbeinu, by the way, which is the whatever. Mida Amar Reish Lakish, Enem Asum Ashar Naskim, Mishnachar, Nisim Rebazin, Alma Da Alima Milsa Dishtara. Meaning, Shtar is a powerful mechanism. Okay? Veleke Lamechash Lemichtam Shikra Dishtara. And for that same reason that it's Alima, it's a unified theory. What are you trying to contrast? No, I mean, is it stronger than Eidus Alpeh?
Right,
well, it's stronger than Eidus Alpeh only in the sense that Eidus Alpeh would really need Rishon V'Chakira. Or, you know, at least Daraisa. And Eidus B'Shtar doesn't. But you're right. I'm taking a little bit of license when I'm saying that it is... Well, it is. I mean, the applications of Reish Lakish do go beyond Eidus Alpeh. But... you're right. He's mostly focusing. He's not making a comparative statement, if that's what you're trying to say. He's saying alima milsa dishtara, but alima more than what? More than you would think. Put it that way. I mean, it's a piece of paper, you know. And again, the catch 22 problem is enormous, and there's only a virtual chakira and drisha, not a real one. And nonetheless, we're treating it this way. V'leik lemechesh lemichtam shikra bishtara. Behindu deina manim lomar mivudim anu nafkamina nami delo beinon kiyomidoraisa. So these instead of saying that Reish Lakish's din was said by kivchig and shuvah dechozer magid, and then like wondering, about the rest of it, the second answer is suggesting that both of these are nafkamina. The unified theory is correct. Alima, we'll say it properly. Alima milsa deshtara, right? And there are at least two nafkamina, right? One is kivin shigit shuvah dechozer magid, and the other one is lo beinan kiyum daraisa. So we'll see in a moment, because we're going to go to the text of Rabbi Avigdor, but Rabbi Avigdor also presents, but I think this is l'shitaso, and that's what makes it a little bit different. He also presents the Ikar Reish Lakish as Kim Chigachuba Nakozer Magid. Right? However, that may be contributing to his perspective, that it's not across the board always true, right, that Kim Shtaris is always Drabana. So I think that's an important. Anyways, umehani time the alima milsa dishtara, the chol adam nizar shalasa sheker dishtar, umidina leka lamechash de mizuyafu, ubedin hu diachalasui mesis and diksubis, and so on and so far. This is all in the name of the Rebbe. Presumably, this all goes to the Ra'ah, if it's really a quotation of the Ritva. Okay, so we'll speak to about Rabbi Avigdor in a minute, but this is obviously a very important. Perspective. So also we should just know, I think this we said that we would look at next, Yonatan will tell me if I'm wrong, is Tosas in Ksuvis and Av Chav Ches Omed Aleph. In Tosas, already in Ksuvis, you have a little bit more flexibility. Right? What's Tosas in Ksuvis Chav Ches? Vinny, you have it? What's the context, first of all? What is the Gemara saying, Ksuvis, on Chavkas? Did I bring you Ksuvis? What? It's the Mishnah on the Gemara. Just important to get on the record. That's where the Gemara says that Kim Shtaris is Drabanan, Hemnu Rabanan Bidrabanan. What's the context? You have it there? Yeah, just very quickly.
So, Elu in the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Elu Nemanin Lahaydi Bikodlan, Mashra Bikodnan.
So what happened here? Somebody witnessed something when they were a child. At that point, they're Pasali Eidus, correct? And the question is, can they, if they remember it, right? But they do. They weren't Eidim, you know, at the time when they were Ksheirim. Now they're Ksheirim, correct? So that's an interesting question. Your knowledge comes from a period where you were Pasali Eidus. And the question is, can you utilize that information, those facts, now when you are Kosher Le'edus? Right? Similar kind of problem, but not necessarily a similar solution. Let's say you were a Korov, you know, and then Nisrachek. Let's say you were a Rasha and you did Tshuva. Right? It could be Michalik, maybe. But it's a similar kind of a problem, right? You're the critical moment was when you were Pasalim. So what's the story? The Mishnah is saying sometimes that works, right? Go ahead.
Naman Adam Lomar, Zek Savyado Shal Abba, Zek Savyado Shal Rabbi, Zek Savyado Shal Achi.
Yeah, so the application is in terms of verifying, it's in terms of Kiyum Shtaros. Right. Okay. Guy, what's the Gemara say?
And Gemara says, Amar Avuna Bred Rav Yeshua, B'hu Sheish Gadol Imam.
Oh, what does that mean? Yeah, keep going.
So, B'tzri, Chati Yashmin, Avi Mishum Tishkiach, Kabeo, Avo Rabo, Lo, Yashmin, Rabi, Rabo, Mishum, De Islay, Imasid Rabe, Avo, Avi, Lo, Yashmin, and Hani Karti, Avi Tishkiach, Kabeo, Avo Rabo, De Islay, Imasid, Avo,
Okay, so that's a key line where the Gemara says that, you know, the reason that this can be true is because Kim Shtaros is Drabanan. So on that, do you have the Tosas?
Yeah, Tosas says,
the Tosas actually, you know, it seems like an innocuous Tosas, but it's anything, you know, but, right?
Tosas came up. Kim Midir Raisa, who in Adim Shev Kiru Hasima Sa'idim Hashar, Kasher,
Meaning what? Yeah. Tosas asks the question in a pragmatic way,
right?
Namely, you know, what's to stop anybody, you know, lo shavkis chaye, you know, lekol biria kind of a question. Kol adam shiyirtze yizayet v'yichtov yachtom mashiyirtze v'yigma bime. Where are the controls? Okay. So, guy, what does he say? So you can see Tosas is flailing around. That's really what's going on here. That's why it's such an interesting Tosas, right? V'hach Amari.
V'hach Amari. Ikel neimar akion shalav amodeh shikasvu v'torin shu parua. V'ksavar haitar amodeh mishtar shikasvu tzar at the time.
Okay, so what is that? V'hai kiyum habe v'adai midrabana. Okay, what's that case?
So when the Lova himself...
The Lova admits that the shtar is kosher.
But already gave him sort of support.
He's arguing whether or not... He's claiming that, you know, that it was parua. Even though Shtar Chav Yadi, my boy, so you have a clash between Shtar Chav Yadi, my boy, and the Taina of the Lova, a typical Shtar Chav Yadi, my boy, you know, case, right? But the Kasavrat, the Mode B'Shtar Shekosvo, Tzorich, you know, Lekaimo, meaning you don't say like Migu di Boyamar, you know, Mizuyev, right, Neman, Lomar, Parua. Okay, you don't say that. Why don't you say that? Oh, you would say that, right? If not Tzarech L'Kaimel. Right. Okay, sorry. Yeah. So that Kiyum is only Drabana. So the first answer of Tosas is, you know, basically that what? That if the claim, if the Taina was Mizuyev, right? I mean, if the Baal said that the thing was Mizuyev, it would work.
Would it work even without Taina Mizuyev?
What?
Would it be required the Raisa even without?
Oh, that's also a question. Correct. Maybe even more, you're saying. Not only, you know, might the Taina Mizuyev work, but, you know, you would say that you need Kiyum Daraisa if you didn't have some sort of a Kiyum. Correct. You're saying even what you're saying is correct. So this is actually even more radical, as we'll, than let's say, Rabbeinu Avigdor. Tosas here has the impulse to say that even if Reish Lakish is true, right, that doesn't mean that, you know, even proactively you don't require some sort of, authentication for the shtar. So that's impulse number one. Okay. Again, it's interesting. He says, you know, The Ikal Meimar Kagon, but okay. Inami.
Inami. Kagon Shiskayim Sada Achas Mishte Sados Yos Mitachas Ide Atzmo Davarleil D'Chashin Shemuzayev.
What's that?
Another case where there's already support to the.
Let's say it's a there is Kiyum, right? But the Kiyum is based on like a parallel, Shtaros. You know, it's not the stronger kiyum, of being of the Bezdin of people coming to say, oh, I recognize the signature, etc. So the Gemara on Daf Chaf in Ksuvis discusses whether or not that's good enough, or not. So again, what Tosis is basically suggesting is that even proactively, you need some sort of kiyum, and the din of kiyum shtaros derabanan really only means that you don't require the highest form of kiyum. But the notion that you could just come to court with a piece of paper that somehow, even if there was no attack on that piece of paper, and even if there's no taninan, frankly, right? This is why it's pretty radical. Right? It's not like, psach picha, le'ilin, nebuch, this guy, he wouldn't know, he can't know, if we don't, advocate for him, he's, his silence is no evidence. So, we have to jump into the breach. It's not even that. Even in a regular case, right, there would be a requirement to establish on some level the state. Now, does that completely negate or neutralize, Reish Lakish? No. But it does cut in very significantly to what Reish Lakish is saying. Okay. So, but then comes the final line of Tosis, where Tosis, kind of has to admit, is it really true that Kiyum Shtaros Durabanan means when there is some level of Kiyum, albeit not the, most robust kind of Kiyum? Is that really true? The answer is you run into, a huge, problem in our sugya. Go ahead. And he doesn't have an answer for that. Meaning, if it was only the Gemara on Chavches, or the other Gemaras that say Kiyum Shtaros is Rabbanan, then we could have limited, what this is. But since the Gemara in Gittin is talking about the core catch 22 problem of Ziyuf, and still, this is being, suggested. Afil hechadein makirim chasim aklal, havi midoraisa, kimi shenachkar edusan bebez. Still, Tosis is not going so far as to say the what? They're still not taking a stand on what issue? An error. Not error habal, and not error ha'edin. Right? And still, all Tosis is saying is that proactively, in terms of requiring some sort of standard to establish that something is a real shtar, as far as that is concerned, it seems like you don't need that even to establish that it's not mezuyav, based on our Gemara. Now, of course, there is a little bit of an interesting irony here, and that is, could there be more than one din? Let's say the umdina of people not having the chutzpah, to use Rashi's language, to forge a shtar, let's say that's very powerful, and that makes unnecessary, at least proactively, if not more, the ability to trust in the shtar, even without any kind of substantiation, right? But if we were talking about, some other safek, parua, again, maybe things like amana, things of that sort, maybe not. So the possibility, at least Tosis here is, inclined to think that Reish Lakish is not all powerful, that even proactively you would need things. There's no evidence what he holds about any irurim, number two. And number three, if you want to get out of Tosa, if you want to get out of the problem of Gittin, on the one hand, it goes to what we said. Our three things to consider, right? One is, it's the most core problem And maybe that's why you have to apply the most expansive, or you can apply the most expansive Reish Lakish. But on the other hand, maybe the Umdana is more powerful, and, you know, in less powerful Umdanos, you know, we wouldn't. And then the third consideration is, as we said previously, Dafkut's being like the most core and necessary also makes it the most, you know, vulnerable in a way. So there's a lot of questions that, you know, remain open questions in this Tosis, but at least Tosis is head on discussing the problem. There was a question. Did you have a question? No. Oh, Akiva.
At the end of the Tosis, that's a Sarah or it's Sarah
It sounds to me like he's, you know, I'm not sure. I thought it was a chazar. Like, you know, we would, if it was only these other Gemaras, we would say that you need some sort of proactive substantiation. However, in, you know, in Gittin, you know, we're talking about like the core question of whatever, and that doesn't seem to require a substantiation. So, I guess Kim Shtoros Drabanan is pretty far reaching. I'm only pointing out that two things. That one is. He's not saying, you know, Bein She'ira, Bein Shelo Ira. He's not saying it one way or another, number one. And number two is that, you know, even though he's presenting, you know, our case as the, and he's right, I mean, on one level it's certainly correct, that our case is like, you know, the least compelling, you know, if we're talking about Ziyuf, it's Reish Lakish is, by definition, is least compelling. Right, I'm just saying that there might be two answers to it. One is, you know, its core, you know, necessary, you know, status, you know, might be what's driving this, but you wouldn't necessarily apply that to others, or that the umdana is stronger. But right, I do think that he's not just saying tzarachiyon. I think he's saying this is what we would have said if not for this gemara. But what can we do? But I'm not 100% sure. Not 100%. Yeah.
Isn't it possible from the Tosfot to end? All right, the Tosfos in Gittin to suggest that, meaning he answers his own question, that the nature of Gittin is different, and therefore...
Well, he doesn't say that at all. I mean, could one say that? Yeah. I mean, we're suggesting that, you know, I was mentioned that the, you know, some of the Nosei Kalim and the Rambam imply that, although they don't say it explicitly. I mentioned that the Rav thought, like, that the Rambam, you know, in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, might be a din only in Gittin because you don't have a parallel in... you know, a small level over or anything like that. And of course, that would be a way, you know, to explain this. But on the other hand, you know, it makes it better and it's worse. You know, again, Gittin, because the stakes are higher. And you're saying, you know, that we're going to be Mata Risha Lashuk, Doraisa, you know, based on Reish Lakish, you know, in Gittin. So...
But I mean, in terms of Tosu's conversation about Taninan, in terms of in Dafka and Gittin, we don't have those chashashot because of Mishumaguna. Oh, sorry. meaning in
so we'll get to that one. Okay. But that, you know, that's already maybe on the Drabana level more. But we'll get to it. Either way, in Tosis is no hint. I do think there's a hint of being mechalek between the different tchumim and halacha. Again, in the discussion, you know, of Rabbi Vigdor and the Orzarua. Even though they're not, they don't. But they keep saying, they keep feeling the need, we're going to read that in just a second, to emphasize Bein Begittin, Bein Bekiddushin, Bein Bemamonis, Bein Be, you know, and the fact that they keep repeating it, to me, you know, implies like they're thinking, you know, maybe we should be Mechalik, but there's not enough evidence. Yeah, Zach.
Wouldn't Tosa's question kind of imply that there's no difference between Ur and Oir because... Right, his concern is that clause of Shirza Yizai for Soviet for Mashirza, he thinks ear air would make any difference, and that's not really a problem.
Say that one more time. He starts off by asking the question in a pragmatic way, right?
It's not really true that a clause can forge a star if your or is going to block that.
But who says it? We're not sure if it'll block it.
What?
In other words, it's a good... So you're saying that Tosis is talking about is assuming that Iror would for sure require Kiyum D'Oraisa?
No, I'm saying the opposite.
The opposite.
His question kind of assumes that your or wouldn't make any difference. Because if your or would make a difference, then you wouldn't have the practice.
Unless the guy's not around, though. I mean, there's always still a practical question. Let's say the guy is in Medina Sayam, and you want to be go there, you know, from a star, you know, and he's not, you know, he's not. It's true. It's a bigger problem. Obviously, the problem of lo shavkes chaya lechol birya is multiplied by saying that error makes no difference. I think that's a good har that you're making. But does that mean that it's not a problem at all? You know, if you know, absent that, no, because you know there are still cases of yesomim and lekuchos, or somebody who's traveling in Medina Sayam and you're poreya shelo b'fana, which is kind of what again the Rabbi Avigdor or Zeruah exchange, you know, addresses. That's what Rabbi Avigdor is saying. You know, so I think it's a bigger problem. But you might not even, you know, want to, or you might, you know, think that, you know, that it's inconceivable that we would even allow, you know, a smaller problem, is what I'm trying to say. So I don't think it's a proof. And I do think that the cases that he's talking about are cases, you know, where he's like originally being qualifying, are cases where, you know, he's talking about proactively what you need, not cases where there was actually an error. You know, which is what, so I think it's an open question. Okay, so having said that, so again, Tosis is, this is an interesting Tosis, and I, you know, I think it's a question whether, you know, in the end it's Tzorchian or in the end he's being Choser. I'm not 100% sure, but, you know, it's definitely food for thought. As Rambam we discussed already, Zion base, clearly the Rambam, you know, seems to hold that at least iror habal beget is something that undermines the din of Reish Lakish, whether it's only get, whether it's because of the bailus on the get and his special status, or it's because of, you know, cheskas eishes ish, or her silence. Again, the things that we discussed on Sunday. Well, maybe we'll get back to it, but that, you know, those are all things to think about. But the idea that maybe this is dafka begitin for various reasons, that era works, you know, I think is very reasonable. What would happen, you know, the next question to ask, I guess, would be, you know, if shtaros, again, v'yatza v'haysa, of kiddushin are derived from gittin, you know, what would you say about... you know, about that situation. But again, goes back to the things we discussed about, you know, Mechubar, and even the discussion in the Gemara, even though we have a psak there about Lishma, and the question about, you know, Bittul Cheftza Shel Get, you know, and the Lishma, and the Bittul Cheftza of Shtar Kiddushin, you know, and the Ksabyad question of, you know, Gittin and Kiddushin, meaning it's not a slam dunk, I guess, as you would say, you know, for one to conclude, right, Sam? Right? Where is he? Slam dunk? Terminologically? you know, I'm trying to show my, you know, my basketball parlance, even though I'm a foreigner from a different country, you know, but like as a citizen immigrant, you know, to respect the culture. So, right, so it's just because v'yatza v'haysa doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that the relationships of the baal, you know, to the shtar kiddushin would be the same as the baal, you know, to the get. The lishma itself may be very different, as we discussed, even if lishma applies to both. And certainly if the issue has to do with safek eishes ish and cheskas eishes ish, you know, that's also something, you know, that... you know, that might be different. Anyway, so Rambam Shita, we'll try to get back to a little bit, how that fits in with the Rambam in general, about, you know, Shtaros having an aspect that's Drabanan, and the Rambam's, you know, reformulation of Kim Shtaros, Drabanan Mishum Ne'ilas Delas, all these things, and if I didn't mention it on Sunday, but I meant to, I definitely talked about the Ramach and the Kesa Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah, but going back to the Ramban, and just the Ha'ara, you know, the Ramban in the Shorish Beis, when he attacks the big sheet of the Rambam, you know, actually quotes Perek Vav Halacha Aleph also, just wanted to mention that, about Nilas Delas, and, you know, accuses the Rambam of, you know, like misreading. We mentioned it the first time when we talked about it, but this now in context, misreading what Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan, you know, means. The Ramban accuses the Rambam of thinking that Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan means that Shtaros are Drabanan. Right? And then the Ramban says, but it's exactly the opposite. You know, the whole point is that Kiyum Shtaros is Drabanan because Shtaros are Doraisa. So he said, that's a really bad mistake by the Rambam. But again, the Pashtus, that Rambam didn't make that mistake, even though it is Mechudash, that his Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan is also connected to Nilas Delas, and that's what we talked about, you know, maybe the Lechem Mishnah idea, and Yeshua has that idea also, etc. Okay, so let's move to the, you know, the broader argument, because I want to discuss some of the details of this, you know, massive exchange. This is like the classical one, between Rabbi Avigdor and Udi Imei, you know, and the Or Zeruah. Okay, because that, you know, obviously is where, that's the main text. So the let's just look at the story for a minute. Dovi, where's Dovi there? Back in the back. Yeah. Yeah. Do you mind? Do you have it? The Mordechai? Or maybe we could have Shai read the poetry part, like in the beginning. Right, Remez Tav Kuf Samech Tes. That's just a fascinating case, you know. Like all these cases, this is an actual debate, you know, between, you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein and like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you know, meaning this was a live debate, like in a real case, between Rav Avigdor, right, and you know his group, and they, you know, they sent the question to the Or Zeruah. This is really like, you know, it's not like. You know, with the cushion of a couple of centuries, you know, this was like, you know, in the, I was going to say the Jewish week, but Jewish press? I don't know. Definitely not the commentator.
Times of Israel.
What?
Times of Israel.
Times of Israel. That's more legitimate, right?
But that's just what everyone reads.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, so this was like, you know, the reportage was like very, go ahead. So what's the story here? What was the story? There's an interesting case because it also touched on a whole bunch of this other issues that we, you know, have discussed all year, and they're all, you know, understandably interconnected. But it's just okay. Let's just try to go through quickly. But yeah, Maisa Haya. Ooh, that's already bad, right? Okay, so these two people, you know, didn't have the best relationship. I'll try to say it nicely. So again, it's like gangsters. Like, you know, the stuff is like right out of the news, right? He hired, you know, a spiritual hitman. That's basically what he was, to mashmitz, to cause trouble for this guy, right? It's just like, you know, you wouldn't, if you weren't reading it, like you wouldn't believe. This is a real case. Lazal bito shel chavero. So how's he going to get her, right? Shekidsha. That claiming that she was married. By the way, this is a, you know, a couple of years back. Again, I don't want to get into details of this, but a couple of years back, there was a big scandal in the community, and you know, throughout the Torah world, in Israel and in America, of again very unscrupulous people whose, you know, marriages had, you know, descended sadly, you know, to strife. And where certain, like, husbands were trying to extort, you know, from their soon-to-be ex-wives by threatening to marry off their daughters, Kiddushei Ketana, unless they agree to, like, certain terms. This was, like, all over the newspapers, and a lot of the post-kim you know, basically came out and said that, you know, anybody who's Mekadesh Kiddushei Ketana, it's not Chal B'zman Hazeh, because it isn't a sincere Kiddushin, And like, this is a real problem. So this kind of things can happen. I mean, it's a, you know, it's not, I mean, it happened. But not only in the year 1240, is it 1240?
Yeah.
1240, right? Yeah. Yeah, the dates in the exchange, in the Arzarua part.
And are we sure it's the same case? Because there are different details.
There are different details, but it seems like it's the same. Unless, I mean, it could have happened twice. That's a great point. I hear that. Some of the details are different. Yeah. Okay, let's go. So it could be also that the Mordechai's rendition is more of like a summary, you know, so maybe it took out some of the, that tends to happen, you know, when you, in legal texts, you know, as opposed to the actual letters themselves. So I think that's possible, but yeah, go ahead. I think the names are different a little bit also, right? They changed the names. So Hisker Adam Shiduk Shekitchi Vekosu Shtar B'Fanin. Go ahead, sorry. Oh, so like it's, you know, one of these cases, right? So what happens? So there's this fraudulent Maisa Kiddushin, be'edim. Then there's a Kosvu Shtar, correct, with two Edim signed, right? And we'll see soon, this isn't so simple, because is it really a Shtar? Is it a Shtar?
It's a Shtaraya of some sort.
Is it a Shtaraya even? Or is it what? Kyle? If it's not a Shtaraya, if it's, it could be less than a Shtaraya, huh? What? What would that be? You know? What? Yeah, but what would you call that halachically? Even if it were true, in other words. It might be Mipiksavam. It might not even be a Shtar. But that's actually part of the part of the discussion. Okay, keep going. And then there's Kiyum, and then the Kiyum, one of the Edim is a Karov to the so-called Kala, right? At least to the woman, to the girl, right? Go ahead. So the Dayanim, right, are confirming they're being you know, the Kiyum Shtaros, correct, Dovi? And except that one of them is a relative, obviously a problem, and the third, and one of the three, not the relative, I mean, the relative and the other, and another, you know, neutral one, you know, show up, and the third guy, Bagimel Lobal Abezdin, go ahead. In addition to all that, the Edom themselves say the whole thing is fraudulent. And the guy himself, the Baal, says it's Mezuyah. So the Baal says it's Mezuyah. The Edom say it's Mezuyah. The Mekaimim, one is a relative, and one doesn't show up. Right? There are a lot of strikes. And they have a history, or, you know, of, you know, antipathy, you know, between them. And the question is, does she need a get or not? And again, this isn't a small thing, you know, because, you know, it's, number one, it's a legal question, and number two, as we know, there are consequences of being a Megureshes also, right, in terms of Kahuna. Okay, so what did the Rabbanim say? So the Rabbanim there said, like, this is not substantial. Okay. Kamadio. Mishtapech, v'kumasa mishtabrim, meaning a lot of ink has been spilled, you know, on this topic. This is like a celebrated, you know, case. Whether it's like...
Shai has to read this.
What?
Shai has to read this.
Oh, Shai has to read this part. Go ahead.
Someone else should read it. Shai should criticize.
Okay, go ahead, Shai.
Laroch marochos.
You could be the critiquer, Josh. Go ahead.
Laroch marochos bidvar halachos. Lahavi govrin v'shitre birurin. Al odos ha'alma haguna asher bikshu la'agina.
See, you could tell a professional. You know, the cadences are going. Go ahead.
Bikolamu v'sodom v'lo olaviyadom ki atzor magin ba'ado lahamido al kvudo.
It's kvuda, like kvuda, called kvuda bas melech pnima. this comma. I think you're right. It's like a play on words called kvoda and kvuda, both, right? Like a double entendre in poetry. Yeah, go ahead. Or le'eda. Why le'eda?
Le'eda, sorry, my bad. Mizot tia lo le'eda. La'charit v'tikva ki ein dvar she'be'erva pachos mishnayim. Okay.
Yeah. So basically, right, what do you think? Pretty good. Good rhyme. No? Okay. Go ahead. Adobe, go ahead. No, we'll get back to Shai when we get to the Arzarua. Okay. These are all the chisronos, right? Nimsa. So you only have one dayan, right? Nimsa shein kandela echad sheomer sheidim yidu al ksav yadan. Vaflafi dvarav lo niskay. He can say it all he wants, but he can't deny that there aren't gimel dayanim, right? You know, he's only one person. So even if you believe him, it doesn't matter. It's like, you know, if there are no edi kiyum, so here there are no, a different kind of kiyum, right? No edim hamakaimim esa, escho samosa. Ashtar, go ahead. Shafilo ha yukol shlashtam. If they all three were there, it wouldn't matter because one of them's a karo. Right? Oh. Okay. So, all of this is like, you know, there's a lot of flaws here. And certainly it's not a working, you know, shtar. Okay, but the bigger question that looms, which is why we're discussing this, and that's why you'd say historic, you know, Din Torah, because this is where, like, the most explicit, you know, limitation on Reish Lakish, you know, aside from the Rambam, but again, the Rambam might be only in Gittin, you know, and even either way, as we'll see, where Vigdor goes further, is this actual case. The case is worthwhile just because it triggered, unless he would have had some other, you know, way of expressing it, but it triggered this exchange, right? And so that is good, midrabanan. You know, there are all sorts of problems in the no one can deny that. I mean, the korva part, the fact that, you know, one of the people didn't show up. You know, we can discuss that more, but you know, that part of it is undeniable. But right, Dovi, we don't really, all of that pales if you don't solve another problem, namely. Meaning midoraisa, you know, if you don't need kiyum shtaros, right, then minatora, she's still married, and she needs a get. You can't be matereishes ikdushlup just because the drabanans were not kedas and kedin. So that's the next line. But here's where it gets into our issue. Eidim aksum al ashtar. So is that because, so again, here's the formulation that even if they themselves deny, right, we would still say the din of Reish Lakish, because this is what, these are the things we're interested in. Although it's interesting that here he initially formulates it, Avagav damar me'olam chasam ne'mikomakom he'olam lachush hol ve'edei henpek me'idim bifneim she'idu al ksav yadan. Is that only because of the ksav yadan, or even in its own right? So that's why Yesh Lomar. Ben the Tame, Ben the Tire, Ben the Rachik, Ben the Karev. Two Shnuya beperek sheni diksuvis in the Bavli, and also betosefta, gubisan hedrin. Period. So far, it's interesting, right, that this is what I was referring to before, right, Dovi? That what is it? What are the key words here that are interesting? Two words? Ikara shomemrazu is in context of kivichigachuga kozer magid, right? But mina shaminan, go ahead. Again, this is repeated. The ikar milsid reish lakish linin chazari. That is also the view of the Ritva. The Ritva is later, of course. But how much of this actual text of this exchange he knew, I don't know. But either way, that's interesting. You know, this is already echoed here, right? But as I say, the Ritva isn't, you know, in the context of somebody who's trying to whittle down Reish Lakish. He's actually trying to understand the expansion of Reish Lakish. Okay, the Rav Avigdor, as we know, is moderating Reish Lakish. So for him to point out that the Ikar Reish Lakish, you know, is the Kivin Shigiv Chu and the Chozer Magid piece, where the authenticity of the Shtar is beyond reproach. The real issue is the application, you know, of Kimisha Nechkarei Dusan Bebezdin. Do we give that like a full-throated, you know, is that really, you know, is that another way of saying you don't need Drisha V'Chakira? Or is that a way of saying you really have it, or you have the effect of it? Because you could have said, Kimi, you know, with the Chaf Adim, Kimisha Nechkarei Dusan Bebezdin, that doesn't mean that there aren't Nafkamina. You might still say it. This just that maybe this isn't the Nafkamina, but this is, you can see what's going on, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, go ahead. Ukagon. That's the classic case, he's saying. The classic case is not where they're denying the kashrus of the shtar. It's applying the effectiveness of the edus in the kosher shtar. Correct? Go ahead. Oh, and this is important to, you know, to bring out. I mean, it's obvious, don't get me wrong. But why is he spelling it out? Because he, Rav Avigdor, is acutely sensitive. He's trying to moderate it. He's acutely sensitive to the chiddush in it, right? And therefore, he's the one who's telling you, you know, this is an enormous chiddush to say that chasima v'makom chakira kaimin, it's just as good as edus al peh. Right? Again, when the Ritva said Alima, you know, and Shai made the Ha'ara, he doesn't say Alima, Yoser, made us all peh. That's true. But even saying that it's equal, or that it's equal to Eidus al peh plus Drisha V'Chakira, is still an enormous step. And that, you know, it's almost like the Rabbi Victor saying, you know, Reish Lakish is very substantial, but by saying that, you know, Ein Lecha Ela Chidusho, you know, you know, don't push it too far. Okay. Afal Gav. Now comes that to the big part. Yeah. So when I asked the other day, like on Sunday, like, you know, the case of the Gemara, right, is a case where we're applying Edom Maksum Ashtar to the problem or to the issue of Mizuyah, but it isn't the most extreme case. Because it's not a case where explicitly, at least, he's talking about the Edim at first, right? The Edim aren't saying Lo Chasamnu in this case. So that's an open question. And if you already have the tendency, you know, to moderate Reish Lakish, because, you know, the Chiddush is big enough already, right? Yeah, there are two ways to look at, you know, an enormous Chiddush, right? One was, you know, in the Chabala Chidusho. You know, and the other one is, if, you know, in Kvar Azkvar, if you're already, you know, if you're already treating this as Drisha V'Chakira, then the whole mechanism, may be even more expansive than that. And that's exactly what we are contending with. You know, whether we're on an Umdana level or especially on the combination of Umdana and Eidos level. Okay. So, again, to be mayor, at least that technically on Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara is not talking about a case where the Edom deny it. Right? Notice that's what he starts with, because that's a bit of an easier one. A bit of an easier one. What about the Baal denying it? Go ahead.
Well,
But before we get to that, I'll be uvda didan. He said you're reaching. The Gemara doesn't prove our case. Oh, here you have edim makhishim. Okay, the ode. Oh, so wait. So first, it's just interesting. Again, I don't know the answer to this. I'm not sure if the text is fully, you know, accurate. But the first one is the Shnayim Edim. That impresses him more than the Baal. As I said the other day, in discussing the Rambam only mentions the Baal. He doesn't mention the Shnayim Edim. In theory, right, you could, on the one hand, two Edim should always be stronger. On the other hand, the two Edim, you know, are being made about themselves or trying to overturn the implication of themselves, you know, whereas the Baldavar, you know, is both, you know, weaker in one respect, you know, but, you know, it's less of a kind of Kivin Shehigit on the other. Moreover, you know, if you say what I was saying in the name of the Rav, which was that, you know, maybe the, at least in the Get, the Baal has a certain bilus. Or maybe that's true in general in Shtaros, as the Baal Ashtar, kind of what Ravelba was. In Ravelba's piece, he's trying to explain that the nemanus of the Baal is not Betoras Baldavar, right? It's Betoras Baal Ashtar. And we'll talk more about it. So if that's the case, is it so obvious that a Baal is Baal's error is inferior to the error of the Edim? Yeah.
You argue that Baal would only have... at least in this case, the old Baal Ashtar Moda is when he is going like against himself. Meaning, in the case of Gittin, he would be less that way. Or generally, the Edim.
Say that one more time. In the case of Gittin,
Kiddushin, the Baal would want the Shtar to be good, and the Baal is saying, no, this is not kosher. Whereas when the Baal is coming to undermine a Get, we would assume the Baal is trying to. He wants the Get to be puzzle. And he's saying.
In both cases, there he wants the Get to be puzzle, and here he wants the Shtar Kiddushin to be puzzle.
Right, but by Kiddushin, that would be like generally against his interests. Meaning we assume that the Baal wants the meaning the Baal is the Mekadesh, and he's the one saying, I'm not a Mekadesh. Because he wants to do a Kiddushin. As opposed to the Gerushin.
I hear, maybe, I hear. But although it's hard to know what a person's interest is, you know, in any particular case, as you can see. But I hear it, I hear. There also may be another issue, and that is the question of Eish HaSish. And the Kula and the Chumra.
Right.
But that we'll get to. The Orza Ruh will bring that up. Okay, the Ode.
Yeah,
1 second.
Rebbe mentioned earlier that this star is, like, in particular, not really like a star condition. So is it possible that just here there's no Baal HaShtar, so to speak? Or maybe the Ede
I mean, it's Edus Biksav.
Yeah.
That's possible, except that Rebbe Vigdor doesn't seem to be, you know, so far at least, acknowledging that at all. I mean, so far it seems to be, because then maybe the whole Din of Reish Lakish doesn't even apply. But then, if once you go with that, unless you think it's like, you know, like within Rabbeinu Tam type thing, and that it's a shtar. We talked earlier in the year about, you know, Rabbeinu Tam thinks you could be Sholeach Igeres, but does that make it a shtar, right? Or does that make it, you know, there are two categories, one is shtar and one is, you know, Edus Biksav. The Din of Reish Lakish, one would think, should be a Din in shtar, Edim Aksum B'shtar, because it's based on the Das HaMitzchayim. But I hear what you're saying is correct. I just don't think it's here yet, or in this. The ode. Oh. Now this is a little bit different. Why is that different? Because I think before when he was saying the Baal Ashtar Atzma Moda Shumizuyav, he was saying Hilka Chalayu Samchinan. Right. So it's not, before he was suggesting the idea that, you know, even if it's not true, he was still within the reasoning of what. Of the Hakhasha Sa'edim. When he was saying, there's Hakhasha Sa'edim here. Right? And then he was saying, the Hakhasha Sa'edim is affirmed by the Baal. So maybe the combination of Hakhasha Sa'baal and Hakhasha Sa'edim, you know, that certainly should overcome Reish Lakish. And interestingly, not even the combination, but, you know, the focus being on Akasha Sa'edim, you know, but maybe, you know, it's a kind of like a Treyutrei or a Me'idin Alatzman or a Enochozer Magid or, you know, something like, or, you know, lo us, to use the language that, you know, the Arzur was going to use later, lo usi, you know, al peh umarale, you know, l'shtar, you know, so maybe you need a little more oomph, you need a little more, something to put you over the top, you know, but to be mechazek, the Eidim, this is all just very fascinating how they're breaking it down. So he's saying, oh, that's the hilkach alayhu, plural, meaning the Eidim, who are makhis, samchina, right, Dovi? Now he's saying, v'od nira, forget about that, you don't even need the Eidim, the Baal in his own right, you know, does this, because, so what we're seeing here, again, are levels of, you know, where do you draw, like, where is Reish Lakish potentially, you know, vulnerable? Right? And now he's going further with it. Od nira delo isa de Reish Lakish shall b'makom shein makhishim. But if the Baal is makhish, forget about the Baal supporting the two Eidim. The Baal alone, when he's makhish, you require kim shtaris daraisa. Now that's a separate point. So it's, you know, it's here, it's here, it's here. Keep going. This is what I think Ashai read the other day, right? This part. This is like the punchline. But again, you can see how much you miss if you just read the punchline. It's the nituach hadvarim, it's the analysis, you know, and like he's really working, this is a real case. You know, he's having sleepless nights, you know, to paskin, you know, this case. You know, there are consequences. So he's, you know, what is the evidence, you know, and how, you know, and what are the logical, you know, openings, you know, to be machalic, and then do they make sense? You have, like, the actual, you know, you have a window into the thinking of the Chachmei HaMesorah here. Okay, meaning the case on Gimel and Aleph is not a case of Akasha, it's a case of proactively moving forward, you know, with a get, you know, if and or demanding b'fanei nechtam as a prerequisite, right? So, you know, that's Reish Lakish, but that doesn't mean that if there's Irur HaBaal, you know, that that's kiyum shtaros d'rabanan, right? That's what he said. Go ahead. Oh, 1 second. So what's the big deal? You mean, well, what's, you know, what's the din d'rabanan? What would be the cases of kiyum shtaros d'rabanan? The answer is you need kiyum shtaros d'rabanan when in cases, if there's no hakasha, like what's the issue? Right? So that's what he's explaining. Kagom bali farashala b'fanav. That's a little bit of what I was answering Zach before, you know, about how the Lo Shavkas Chaya L'Chalbiria, you know, is much stronger if it even, you know, denies Iror, but it's not nothing if it doesn't, because it's these cases. What about Barab Lifara Shaloba? I was invoking these cases. Bar Lifara Shaloba Fana, Omina Yisomi Malakuchos, because that's, you know, they don't know, so that's Taninan. You know, are you going to allow that? He's saying, That's Kim Staros Drabana. But Bamakom even Hakosha Sabal, Kol Shikane, in his view, Kol Shikane Hakosha Sa'edim, you know, I'm sorry, Bamakom Hakosha Sabal, Kol Shikane Hakosha Sa'edim, Kol Shikane Hakosha Sa'edim Visiyua Habal, right? Certainly we're not going to say Reish Lakish. Go ahead. Oh, Baba Baharsha. That's really the question. Is that really true? By, in other words, is it really true? That's one of the things we'll have to look at. Do you really need Kiyum Shtaros, even Drabanan, for Tanina? Meaning he's expanding Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan because he's whittling down you know, Ein Kim Shtaros Daraisa. But for other Rishonim, is it so pashut that in cases of Taninan, you know, will even require Kim Shtaros Drabanan? That's a Tosin Sadi base and Tosis here. That's a big question. But just there are consequences, you know, when you take a position on one side of the issue, you know, that willy-nilly, you know, puts you, you know, in a position, you know, to conclude maybe differently or decisively, as the case may be, or to reevaluate again the other parts. And you can see that's going on here. Okay, continue. Where are you? The Apple Gav to Kim Shtaget, is that it? Ah, so here's where it gets to the, you know, but, you know, good, fine. Maybe we're, there's no hakasha here, but isn't the whole point that we're worried about hakasha? Right? So that's what he says. Well, first of all, that's also just a big statement. Because in general, kiyum shtaros drabanan, is it correct to set the big machlokas rishonim also? You need kiyum shtaros, you know, this is true for kiyum shtaros daraisa, you know, according to these cases, and for kiyum shtaros drabanan, even if you have a stronger reish lakish. Namely, is it correct to say that when you require it, that, you know, it's a chasp of the alma without it? Or, you know, do you just need the extra reinforcement, but there are still aspects, meaning this whole question of the range of, you know, Reish Lakish is, you know, all-powerful, you know, but, or Reish Lakish is very tenuous, but, you know, also under both on the Raisa level and the Rabbanan level, play out in another issue. And that is when you need Kim Shtaros, right, is it really a prerequisite, you know, that defines the Shtar and absent it, it's zero? Or it's vulnerable, maybe it's an ikuv in Gviya, but you wouldn't say Chas B'Yalma and there can be Nafkamina. So it's just very interesting. Also the Ritva, by the way, you know, when he formulated, especially in the first one, you know, says, oh, you know, Kim Shtar is Drabanan, you know, you need it because otherwise it's Chas B'Yalma. Here also they're saying Chas B'Yalma. But it's not so clear that that's true if you hold Kim Shtar is Drabanan and a strong Leish Lakish. Could be Midrabanan, but not so clear. And let's say the same question should be asked within the worldview of Rabbi Avigdor and, let's say, the Rambam, you know, in Gerushin, etc. Namely, anybody who holds that this Kim Shtaros Daraisa, is that, you know, treated as Chas B'Yalma or as a prerequisite? And, of course, in both directions, you could be Mechalek, you know, between Kim Shtaros Daraisa and Kim Shtaros Drabana. Okay, let's continue. Oh, this is a very important. Okay, a little bit. You say, oh, he'll just write another star, you know, with the other dates, and you don't accomplish anything, right? Okay, Ela Shema Mina, that's where the Raya is, okay. But the Shema Mina is fantastic. Go ahead. Okay, but is that Hakasha there? Or is that the Chashash of Hakasha? Right? So if this is true, what he's about to say, I made allusion to this the other day, yesterday, I think. Then it sounds like Rabbi Avigdor is now going another giant step in moderating Reish Lakish. Not only is Reish Lakish not true when you have the combination of Hakasha of both. Not only is it not true when you have the Hakasha of the Edim alone. Not only is it not true when you have the Hakasha of the Bailim. It's also not going to be true when there's a particularly strong umdana that creates a chashash, you know, shema mizuyafu, even if there's no actual hakasha, correct? That is very mechudash. Go ahead. This is like, you know, a double underline. Actually, this is a double underline, I think. Kiven de mukha milsa da hatsala avad, tanina mizuyaf. This is Doraisa. This is an example of Kibush Daras D'oraisa, presumably. Yeah.
Is it going to be mechalik between taninums? That's not true by all taninums?
Apparently not. He thinks this is a particular... Most taninums he thinks are a safek. And here he thinks it's a chashash. What? We'll talk about Tanina, but yeah, no, he's mechalik, clearly. He thinks that, you know, the kiva de mucha milsa da hatzala abad, that's stronger. Here you'll say Tanina mezuyav, even though he said very clearly two sentences ago that we don't say Tanina mezuyav and kiyum daraisa. So the point is that Reish Lakish has been moderated even where there's no formal error at all. There are cases of... there are cases where you need to authenticate the shtar midoraisa, right? Just because the circumstances, you know, are a little more suspicious, or they might be. That's very remarkable. Okay, continue. Okay, yeah, correct. The shina kiliyesha kasha. Right, Lake Lemimar Mos Gedol Lechashina. Yeah, go ahead. La Tzala Mechapa Lizman Shabishtar. That the sugya that we read. Right. Afalpishu Ramos Nikar Bufursa. Okay, you could skip a little bit. Okay, good. So that's the main presentation of Rabbi Avigdor, and so you could see the layers in his thinking and so on. In Remez Tuf Kuf Ein, did you get a chance to look at that also or not? That's a continuation of the whole discussion. You see, this case was like, you know, the Times of Israel, you know, not just one. Today, is it weekly?
It's probably every day.
Every day? Okay. But this wasn't just, you know, one day or a week. You know, this was going on for months. Like, it was in the headlines every single day. Yeah. Okay. So, you saw it, Dobby? Just very quickly. Here's the Mipik Sabam piece, just very quickly. Dafilu im neskay mashtar bechosamav. You have it? Remez Tavkufayin? This is Rabbeinu Simcha. Okay. I think he's somebody, is he the... Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, they're all, yeah. But some of them are related. We'll see. Is that... He might be the father now, I'm not sure. She'ena edus miskabelas mitoch hashtar kazeh. Go ahead. Yeah, okay, we can skip a little bit. We're familiar with all this from the beginning of the year. This Tosefta about the relationship between, which a little bit inspired me before, maybe to overstate. I mean, the relationship between, you know, Eidos Bichsav and Eidos Alpeh, that's really the subject matter of the Tosefta. So what they're saying is, listen, if you have two Eidim and they see a crime, right, or a transaction... You know, and they come to court and they testify, that's perfectly good edus. But if they write it down, you know, and now you're trying to, it's a deposition, they send it to court or whatever, that's mipiyim v'lo mipik savam, thank you very much. So what happened here? There was a kiddushei kesef, not a kiddushei shtar, right? And the edim wrote a shtaraya, but they weren't, were they told to write a shtaraya? Not clear, correct? It's the way it's presented is that they just wrote it down. It's, you could say, oh, I mean, the Baal asked them to write it down. Maybe. Right? Not so clear. So that's what he's saying. That's me. V'yafa koach ha-shtar mikoach ha-edim. Right? V'b'shtar gove mi-mishubadim arich ha-zinan da-filu be-edus isha da-kilu ba-rabanan, meaning edus misas ha-baal, Ikaman damer de beidus shtar ein masiyan kolshkei shari duyos shtari mamon hein yisod neviim al piagvura the siv kasa b'sefer b'chasom v'ha'id edim shalasa kasa chasimus hashtar kadas edim ipiem v'ha'id perik misha oksu. Go ahead. Animsar liyad balamaisa. Meaning if you have a shtar b'dasa mischayiv, that's called a edus shabishtar, right? Dobby?
Yeah.
But if you have El Be'edim Shekosvoy Dusanal and Yar Bisholka Lebezdin, right, that's Mipiyam Velo Mipiksav. Dumi Demaisi Hasim Da Goda Mitocha Ksav, Lav Shmo Ha Goda. Yeah. And then he quotes the Gemara in Yavamos, right? Lamed Aleph. The low mikri peaks, that's not mipik savam. Vidavka shtar kidushin sha'isha nikneis bo the nitan li kasev the makshina nabaya li yitzia. That's a shtar that we learn out from Gittin. Avo shtar raya al kidushin kasev, meaning that where there's no tzivoy even, lo nitan li kasev. Rachmanam apim v'lo mipik savam. Right? That's Rabbi Avigdor, now he's introducing it, right, Shai? Not before. The shalom Avigdor hakoin. But he's also quoting this from Rabbeinu Simcha, I think that's his father-in-law. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, the next piece is the father-in-law. Then there's one other little piece. Go ahead. The Chamiv, Rabbi Chaim Bar Moshe. Sorry. He said, if this is being written up in the times of Israel, he said, I want to get my my take on it too. Echve Dei. Interesting, not Daiti, right? Dei? Maybe it rhymes better.
And this doesn't rhyme.
That he's zeroing in on the henpek. Does that have henpek in a klum? The car of any achalakai meduyos. Okay? So this is where he discusses, is there a psul karov for a henpek? Henpek is a kiyum shtaros. We're not going to get into that now, that's a ksuvas topic. But that is very, very interesting. Okay. And then he says, biyosi lefnei harav, rav... Sorry, I'm jumping a little. Mi Vienna. Who's the Rav Mi Vienna? Anybody know? Yor Zeruah. Correct. Yor Zeruah is from Vienna. If you go to Vienna, they have they claim that they have, that they have his shul there. I think there's some question whether it's really true or not. But, The rabbi of Vienna, when I was in Vienna, well, the chief rabbi of Vienna, I went to Davin in the shul, the chief rabbi of Vienna, I got there and I looked at the guy and he looked at me and he was like, he's in the shir like 3 years earlier. Like he's the chief rabbi of Vienna. Anyways, but he said, listen, it's tough to get jobs in America. Come here, be a chief rabbi. Anyway, but... No, it was very nice. I enjoyed. Anyway, Biyosi Lefnei Harav Mivienna. Go ahead. Higatilo, Vihiskim. Go ahead. The Kosova Raya B'Sifro. This is the Tshuva of the Or Zeruah. Correct? This is what the problem. Some of them said, oh, is it Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula? Yeah, go ahead. Meaning sometimes there's mixed evidence. When can you use somebody who's a karo? Like a get mekusha requires 3 eidim, as we know. Right? But the third one doesn't necessarily have to be kosher. So is that the same for, dayanim on a henpek on a kiyum? Mikomokom. I mean, you don't need 3 ksherim. Yeah. Then he has another, I'll skip another 2 lines just quickly because this is relevant to what we discussed on Daf Yud Zayin. Umashi his karav, what about Eidah Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kula? He's a karov. He says, no, you don't have to, you don't have to throw in the kitchen sink. That's already mugzam. Why? Yeah, meaning if you had 3 dayanim ksherim and then the 4th one was pasul, so then you could talk whether there's the equivalent of Eidah Shabbat Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. But here it's worse. Abakan Kim Shnayim, you don't have a record. It's like similar to our discussion of Kulchem a little bit. Why do they need Eidah Shabbat Mitzasa if there are 10, if you need 10 Eidim, or do you? They ain't have Penpeik, but Pakus Megibel Eidim. Even if you didn't, have many meaning, if there wasn't the hakasha, which torpedoes the Reish Lakish, even if it was just like, oh, you need a henpeck, and it's lacking, that would also be a problem. But of course, this is just so much worse etc. Okay, so therefore, but Eshvatos Batlakula is not so relevant. And then he also, by the way, Agav mentions, and anyways, is there Eshvatos Batlakula Batlakula in a star? You have that line?
What?
Like two lines down. Hilkachin Shaykh Lahasker Shabbat Matsasa Imlosh Yuchosumim Yosem Ichde Tzorech. Vinim Sachad Pasal. The Alpha Gav, the Nishar, Kede Tzorech, Afiloch, Yusim Betela, Imari Kedivri Harav, Shay Omer, Shashaykh Lomar, Bishtar, Bitol, Mikzas, Eidos. Again, I just can't help myself, but. Meaning? Dovi? He's saying these are the parameters of Eidos Shabbat Miktasa. If indeed it even applies in Shtaros. So everybody remembers the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Maybe the Rambam's Mechalik between Gittin and Dine Maminus. It's too late to be like a good prep for the midterm, but you know, always good Chazara. Right, so he's related to that question as well. Not so simple that we even say it Shabbat on the Shtar. Avol Me'arif Perakama Demakos. She'ain shaykh lomar b'shtar edus shabatla, right? And then he quotes it. Abel edus b'shtar lomar far shachah, b'kaim le edus b'shtar t'skayim b'shar, k'dechizkev periket pashut, ma'asham arav v'edim nemanim lomar lo chasamnu, go back to that. That's back to the main issue, yeah? Ein l'tzrichem l'zeh b'nidon zeh, v'afidu lo ya'omar chen, right? Okay. A Rav mi Regensburg. Lo chasamnu. Dim lo keni en chashu meidus b'shtar kosher. What's that meaning? If the edim are matchish and they say it's not our signature, even if ksav yadam is yotzei b'makom acher. Right? If Edom is, I'm sorry, if Ksav Yadam is Yotzei Macher, then they're not Naaman to say Lo Chasam. Right? Because it's objectively discernible. Because otherwise you would never have, you'd be able to rely on Edus Bishtar. Im Lo Kein Enuches Shum Edus Bishtar Kosher. Edus Yachal Azima. He thinks that's not true about Edus Yachal Azima, but he does think that the basic principle is correct. Anyways, Sof Davar, you have that? Just skip like five lines. Sof davar anu l'rav avigdor maskimim. V'yachrim v'yinada l'makadish b'lo rishus avinara. Gam nira la'atira mishum uki trey la'adi trey v'uki isha b'cheskas heta. That's a new point. Right? That's a little bit like maybe like the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam. Right? V'im mishum d'ravasi you know, shayni hocha shabalom alo kidashti v'nema b'bigdom ar kidashti v'girashti. The shalom Chaim Brav Moshe. He was the father-in-law. This is going to be on the final Bechina. Like, you know, what the relationships are between Rabbi Bigdar and, you know, Chaim Brav Moshe. And then we'll have to see if the other names, you know, fit into the whole story. And, you know, how does Rabbeinu Simcha, like, how does he fit in? Okay. Rabbeinu Simcha, by the way, is the one who considered the possibility that you could have, like, Shlichos on Chasim HaSa'edim. Okay, so these are people like, you know, they're on the cutting edge. Okay, so I'm sorry it's taking so long. Let's try to get through a little bit more. Shai, the Or Zeruah, just the beginning. I'm just giving Shai a rest from the token stuff. It's not like he's a, you know, he's just our aesthetic Khalila, but you know.
Shuvala Rav Rabbeinu Avigdor Chaim. Ra'iti Mayan Hamisgaber, Oker Harim Shaber, Hamaspir Sever Umashpir Shever.
This is giving you like ideas now. Go ahead.
B'mamar yosher udvar pesher mefaresh umeshar. Umeshar?
Not sure. I wasn't sure about that. Umyasher, I think.
Umyasher.
Yeah, like make straight.
Mefaresh umyasher.
Mamar yosher udvar pesher is peirush. Mefaresh umyasher. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Meusher beosher umeula beosher.
Nice. See, everybody thought like this whole Osher v'Osher thing was like a later. See, okay.
Hatora usvara berura v'shita yeshaga ushmo harav Rabbeinu Avigdor Hakohen sheyechye.
Nice. Okay. So, what does he actually say? Okay, well, let's try.
Asisi kasher sivisani v'isbananti bidvarecha umitivotecha delo mi nezizotecha.
Echtov miutaiti.
Echtov miutaiti pam shenis al maisa sherketav.
Yeah, there are apparently two tshuvas.
Zel lashon cha. Bifanenu chos mimata. Ba baruch bar hoshaya.
Yeah, here the names are different. You're right.
Well, another one.
Some of the names. Yeah, but it's okay. It doesn't, you know, go ahead. It's much more detail here. But that's not, that, or Zeru is an earlier text than, you know, than the Mordechai.
Ba baruch bar hoshaya va'amar kidashi es blenda bas dodi
v'yazaria. What do you think about Blenda? Or maybe she was blonde, some of them. Like Blondie or something. I don't know. Okay. Bas dodi rabazaria.
Behevi shtar echad lefaneinu v'chasumim shnaim alav v'zeh lashav shtar b'faneinu chos mimata.
And here we have like the whole bit. First of all, b'shishi b'shabbos.
B'shishi b'shabbos.
You know, like when Tevye made the wedding, it was on shishi b'shabbos. Like that apparently used to be in Europe. They used to coincide it with Shabbos. You know, with Shabbos meal. So, yeah, like just like an Anatevka. No one seems to know about Anatevka here.
Yeah.
Okay. So b'shishi b'shabbos.
A sheer showing.
Yeah, maybe. It's a great idea.
B'shishi.
And Josh could, like, comment on it.
B'shisha yomim
the guy just died, actually. We should, Tevye, the guy who played him. Yeah, go ahead.
B'shisha yomim l'yarech kislev shnas chameshes alafim l'b'riyas ha'ayim.
So that, what year is that? 1240. Okay, go ahead.
Kidesh baruch barashayas maras blenda baser b'yazaria v'dalet tapuchim gedolim.
There were no, it's not time for a srogim. Like the Tshuva Sarajba. So it was four big tapuchim. Okay. That should have already showed you that something was wrong. Okay. I mean, you could laugh, but the times of Israel was running this for months. So a very serious, as you can see, it's a very serious case. Okay, the Amrlo.
The Amrlo, hein ani rotzili hiskadish loch be'elu atapuchim. Untanam la miyada liyada. Kach amar la b'faneinu. Harei at b'kudeshes li be'elu atapuchim kedas moshev Yisrael.
Right.
Be'ashem edim.
We should start like doing that maybe. Instead of the tabazo. Yeah. Now, but atam edim is actually very important. Right? That's yichud, there's yichud ha'edim in this. Again, Balei Tosfos, as we noted, you know, often say that there is no requirement of yichud ha'edim. Because they hold that, you know, the shem eid is b'shas ha'gad b'bezdin. And of course, that was the whole story with the ra'ah in Kiddushin, you know, that you do need yichud eidim, because dafka edikiyum, you know, are, you know, shem eidim b'shas ria. So it's interesting here that they had the minog to say ve'atam eidim, yeah.
Mekibla otel m'shem kiddushin. Elisha bar Yosef, Moshe bar Yisrael, ad kam lashon hashtar. Since they don't say aid, right?
Yeah.
That's true. Vanachnu lo yadanu im hu zeksav yadam shel ha-chasumim.
We don't know if it's a forgery or not. Right.
V'yachar shavua chazer baruch ha-nizkar v'hode bifnei ha-kal ki kol ma she'amar sheker hu v'ashtar ha-nizkar hu plastar gamur ki me'olam lo kidsha v'hizmin atzmo lishava al kein nira v'atzmo ki ein makom lishan alav.
This is what Rabbeinu Avigdor said, that yeah. that you can't rely on this shtar, and it's basically a forgery, and you should, you know, just, you know, dismiss the case. Go ahead.
Va'od Amar Baruch Bar Hoshaya, ki me olam lo Amar lichtov shtarze, elo aviv nos no lo kach, kasu v'chasum alav.
It's not his, so the, you know, the Baal is now denying it, correct?
Kach kasu, v'chasum alav alisha, lavo, v'gam aviv Amar ken.
So both Edim, so you have the Baal. Again, it seems like the same story, just with much more detail. Right? So the Edim and the father both denied. Bachsum and Baalufanenu. You mean even the signatures didn't match? You see what's going on here? It's like a big case. Bezen bit Praga, I mean Prague,
Mantua,
and Verona.
Verona, al kol ish, bein karav le'ed.
Like they put out a kol kore.
Bein karav le'ed machasumim, bein rachok, hamakir, chatimas, hashtar, sheyavu v'yayid ha'emes, velo nimsa makir, l'chatimas halalu. Ach, achiv shalalisha levado, heyid al chatimas achiv, shehu makiro, shehi chasimasa.
Very flimsy evidence. Like this reeks of a, you know, fraud, correct? Okay. And that's what Victor Paskin. Now comes the Arzarua, which is like a shocking opposite. Yeah.
One of the main points of the right there was the Karo, who was one of the...
Yeah, they don't even... That's not even getting to that so far.
It's like, that's
right, because basically, according to the Arzarua, all of that is irrelevant. Meaning, if Doraisa, you have to be Choshish Legerishin, so it doesn't make a difference at the end of the day, right? That's why I think he's not zero winning on that. We're going to have to stop in like 1 minute, but at least let's get to, I just want to get to 2 points quickly. Go ahead. This is now the Arzarua writing to Rabbi Victor, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Like, this is so shocking, right? And this is such an obvious fraud, but legally, you know, there's Reish Lakish. Oh, the only thing standing here is Reish Lakish. Right? Damra Reish Perakama de Gittin. He's not quoting, you know, from Ksuvas, obviously, because the main point is from Gittin, but not only that, the expansiveness of Reish Lakish, right, is determined by Gittin, you know, much more so than Ksuvas. Correct? Go
ahead.
Okay, you can skip. Shaminan mehacha. Just skip to the end of the line.
Shaminan mehacha. The kol hecha. The
kol hecha.
The kol hecha. The chasim is sahade.
It doesn't matter what the circumstances are.
Bishtara. I asi hai umaarer va'amr lo haidvar meolam lo mashkechinan be midvar Torah klal.
Iser Eishes Ish doesn't matter. The Irur Baal doesn't matter. The Irur HaEdim doesn't matter. The combination of Irur Baal and Irur HaEdim doesn't matter. Right? Right? It's shocking. But, you know, it's very important. Sharina Leili Hinasei.
Ela De'achmo Rabbanon Ve'atzruch Kiyum.
There's a Drabbanon. Right.
Mahacha Mishum Iguno Ukmua Adereisa B'shar B'chad L'Kiyume. Misham Yeshli Lilmod Lichol Star Shaidim Chasumim Olav Shehu Kosher Bain Bisura Bain Bimamona.
Notice how, again, it's almost like this is what I was referring to before. I don't know this But it's curious to me that the Arzarua keeps saying Bainba, Bainba, Bainba. It could be a, you know, it's his way of saying, you know, Reish Lakish is all powerful. You know, if you hold like Reish Lakish, it's Eidus, it's all powerful. Even if we don't believe it, still legally it has the standing until, you know, until there are other ways, let's say, to undermine it. Is that what he's saying? Or is it like, you know, it's tempting to think that we could be Mechalek? We can't. Know what I'm saying? But like, it's weighing. It's hard to know. Afalpi.
Afalpi shalom iskayim chosmav. Ella dimi dirabbanan vayikiyim mishim dinakilecho adam lachdam shnei b'nei adam.
Yeah. And what he's about to say in a minute, to skip a little bit, if you don't mind. I know we're going to have to stop. He also makes the point that, you know, typically, again, if you're talking about get, so, you know, the Drabban, you say, oh, well, you know, the get isn't called the Drabbanan, or the get can't be used the Drabbanan, you know, if there's no Kiyum Shtaros, because Kiyum Shtaros is Lisa Din Drabbanan. But he's saying it, but here it's the opposite problem. Like, what are you going to say? Kiyum Shtaros, Drabbanan, and therefore what? It's not a shtar kiddushin. You still need a get because midoraisa or kosher midoraisa. We think it's a. I mean, good. If they want to live together, you know, as husband and wife, if that was the problem, then you'd say you need kiyum shtaros drabana. But if the problem is whether you need a get, you know, for them to part company, right? The kiyum shtaros drabana part is totally irrelevant. The only thing that matters is that midoraisa. You know, we're still worried about Reish Lakish. Oh. So what's also fascinating is that he explains, he says, what does the Gemara mean? V'hadapark Talmuda Reish Perak Kama D'gitin Basa D'ukma Reish Lakish Hay L'kula Chumruhu Di Mitzrachas L'Trei L'Asi Bala Ma'aru Pasalei Hashdi Yas Yisal D'Reish Lakish Eichim Matzi Pasalei. He's saying, oh, you'll tell me that the language of the Gemara seems to be that if there's error, that we would apply Reish Lakish. He says, that's not what it means. It means like what the Bali Tosis mean. We don't want a scandal. We don't want to be motzi laz. But if the Baal were to come and he were to be Ma'ara, we would still say Reish Lakish Minat Torah. Right, that's what he says. I'm skipping a little bit. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Pirish is quoting Tosis. Dohada Masik Chad Osi Baal Ma'ara Pasei La Paso Mamish. Don't mean on the Kaman like we discussed already. The Osi Baal Ma'ara Lomish Kachinam Deng. Just that we don't want the scandal. Elohacha Pirish Chad Osi Baal Ma'ara Vyotzi Laz. Let's say he's just covering all the bases. But the most important thing is, yeah. So what's the Hilkach is barer de kol hecha de chasimi tre giti or shtara apagav the tzabach the omar lahadam lo mashkachinam bay below midi midin Torah klal. Ela midrabanan boy kiyum v'chiyatzach rabanan kiyum l'chumra kagon gabe get shaloli natse below kiyum o gabe shtar de lo ligbi below kiyum av shtar kiddushin b'lahat teresh asish right? Oh. The Ata Adoni Kasafta Biksavcha Zeasheni, right? Kol Hechad Itmar B'Talmud Kim Shtaris Rabbanim Irishain and Nitvatoin Mezuyav. Ela Parua, Umoda Bishash Kosatarch Lakaimo, like the Havamina and the Tosis, right? Ditoin Mezuyav Midaraisa Nami Bai Kim. The stuff from before. This is what I want to get in. Basically what he's saying is that you see from the Gemara and Davavim with base that at the end of the day if the Baal comes and is Ma'arer that Befalinechtam helps you to solve that problem. So it's not true, as Rabbi Avigdor claims, that the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph is a case where there's no Akasha. Because if you put together the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph and the Gemara in Vamud Beis, where B'fanei Nechtam, when you have it, you know, solves the error problem, then that's the equivalent of saying, you know, that Kiyum Shtaros is Drabanan, even B'makom HaKasha. That's a very powerful question. That's what we referred to the other day by saying that's what bothers, you know, but it bothers the Orzaruah. Is it possible that even though the din of B'fanei Nechem is a requirement to Rabbanan, that nonetheless the momentum that it creates, right, ends up, you know, changing, you know, the mitzius of, you know, sheker and emes, or of, you know, of umdana and so on, ad kedekach, you know, that if you go through the process of b'fanei nechtam, even though it was motivated by kim shtaros drabanan, you know, then it ends up like catapulting the process of b'fanei nechtam to something that can have a chalos doraisa impact. And that's what the Achronim said. Okay, we're going to stop here. A couple of more lines I just want to want from the Orzaruah. We'll finish up with this in Yirtzeh Hashem Sunday. And then I want to talk about, you know, being mechalek, you know, between Mezuyah. I just want to talk first about the end of the Orzaruah, the Shach, the Ksos, the Nesivas, but it should go more quickly now, and the Sma, of course. And then I want to talk about the Nodeh Bihuda, you know, again, the, you know, those answers to this question, that formulation, how the Drabanan becomes a Daraisa, if it does. And then we want to talk about Amana a little bit and some of the other cases, whether it could be Bechalik, you know, some of the things I gave already. And then we'll hopefully move on to a Nechad Ne'am on Bisur. So Sunday's regular. Regular.